This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The El Paso County Jail will monitor inmates' health more under a 90-day deal with the ACLU. It requires checking temperatures twice a day, giving inmates two cloth masks, and disciplining staff who don't wear masks. Inmates testing positive for COVID must be monitored by the medical staff. Police have seized the guns of a Denver man under investigation for a plot to kill the state attorney general. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
The Denver Post reports that Bryce Shelby spoke to an undercover FBI agent about shooting Phil Weiser and other Colorado officials, including Denver Mayor Michael Hancock and Police Chief Paul Pazin. The FBI began its investigation this summer, but Shelby has not been charged with a crime. Denver police obtained an extreme risk protection order in November, which forced Shelby to turn over his two semi-automatic rifles. Shelby is a self-described member of the new Black Panther Party, a black nationalist group separate from the original Black Panthers of the 1960s and 70s. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
Hanging Lake remains closed to the public in the wake of the Grizzly Creek fire. The Daily Sentinel reports officials hope to reopen the popular destination in Glenwood Canyon sometime this year. The fire burned 51 square 8 miles, that is, in the White River National Forest. It started in August and was fully contained in mid-December. Federal and local authorities will decide when visitors can return to Hanging Lake. 41 in Denver, 26 in Vail. This is CPR News.